Good evening once again, iRacing fans, sim racing fans all over the place out there. Welcome to another edition of the 802 Cup Series podcast brought to you by the Sim Racing Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Dreis. You can catch us live on Twitch, later on Spotify, Google, Amazon, Apple, and all the other podcast platforms, all the major ones, as well as YouTube. If you watch or listen to anything on Stitcher, Stitcher is going away as of tomorrow or Thursday, and all their products are going to be brought onto the SiriusXM platform. So Stitcher's going away, just the name, but everything will be on SiriusXM for you to watch and listen to, including us. Once again, this is the 802 Cup Series podcast. We're heading into week 8 of our summer recruiting season. Looking forward to season 4 starting up in the fall. Decided to take it easy this summer and just make it a recruiting season, trying to get as many new drivers up as possible. We'll be doing a review of week 7 tonight. Looking forward to week 8 and some other information, including the race finishes and the point standings, as we head into what's probably the final few weeks of the summer season, kind of following the calendar there. We're going to jump right into it with the Kansas recap. It was this past Sunday night, 140 laps, only one caution, and that one really shouldn't count because that was the competition caution. So there's only 4 laps under the yellow flag. And chatter on the Discord group was the race was okay, but it just seemed for some people to be a little boring until I put up on the chat tonight. Hey, we had 16 lead changes, so 140 laps. It was just about every eight or nine laps there was a new leader, so nobody was holding on to the lead lap for very long. Kansas race, as every race this season, is brought to you by Riptide Radio. Riptide Radio is Carolina Shag, Myrtle Beach style. Carolina Shag, it's just take Margaritaville and get the campiness out of it and get serious about it, and that's what Carolina Shag is. Also like to thank Signature Esports, Jason, our broadcaster, who's bringing some new stuff to the series this year, including in-car interviews. And he's also experimenting with being able to, what he calls a radio feed, to somehow just listen to the audio instead of the video as well. 16 lead changes over 140 laps. The lap time was actually pretty accurate, 34.197. And strength of field has been holding pretty steady once again this week. Strength of field was 13.44. Finish at Kansas. Brandon Garand, car number 4, he qualified 5th and he won the race. Jason Wiley qualified 6th, car number 13, finished 2nd. Jeff Barefoot stayed pretty much up front most of the night, qualified 4th, finished 3rd. Johnny Barker, rare to see him anywhere out of the top 3, he qualified 9th and finished 4th. Frank Zingen qualified 3 and he finished in P5. Cole Jarrett, driver of the car, 88, qualified 12th, finished 6th. Dalton Powell started in P8 and finished in 7th. Dwayne McMahon started in P18. He drives a car number 80, finished in 8th place. 9th place was Kenny Real, driver of car number 24, qualified 10th, finished 9th. George Bolas was the lead finisher for Joe Sixpack Racing Team. That's my team this week. He qualified 17th and finished 7th. Rob Lowell, I don't know what happened to you that Sunday night, Rob. You're always up front. Qualified 1st, as a matter of fact, and finished P11. And like usual, I had a late race boo-boo, clipped the wall, came down and hit somebody else who shouldn't have been in that position in P12. Dave LaMaga, usually up front, he was running it in the back with the rest of us, and I kind of clipped into him, and that kind of ruined my race for the night. I started 11th and finished 12th. Speaking of Dave LaMaga, he is the owner of DTL Customs Design and Graphics. He does all of the 802 series graphics work for us, as well as does a lot of paint jobs for Throwback Week, Christmas time, all that. So if you need some graphics done or paint schemes done, get a hold of DTL Custom Graphics through the 802 Cup Series online or the 802 iRacing League's Facebook page. Send a message and say, hey, guy in the podcast says call DTL Customs. I need some work done, and he'll get right out to you. Take a look at the rest of field in Canvas for recruiting some of the recruiting season three. Kansas finishers in P13 to 19th. Justin Mullins, too, is qualified 15th. Driver of the car, number 17, and he finished in 13th. Ohio Dabio qualified 14th, car number 42, and he finished in P15. Oh, I see it's the PC camera that's on tonight. I didn't get a chance to change cameras. So anyway, Dave LaMaga finished in P16. He qualified second, drives car number 28. Number 27, Connor Barker, another of the Barker family and the Wolfpack. He qualified 13th, finished 17th. And Nick Larson, who qualified in P7 and was very fast during pre-race practice, finished in P18. Once again, this is summer recruiting season. We'll have some more information on how you can join the 802 Cup Series and get racing with us and get ready for season four. Points after going into F is now week 8. And Johnny Barker is still in front by quite a bit with 315 points. Second place is Rob Lowell with 296. Jason Wiley is in third with 265 and not far behind him. Right on his tail, as a matter of fact, Kenny Real, driver of car number 4, or actually in P4, with 264 points. Brandon Garrett is in P5 with 257 points. Jeff Barefoot, P6 with 255. Dwayne McMahon has 244 points. He's in P7, and somehow I'm still in P8 with 232 points. And Frank Zingen is in ninth position with 229 points. Rounding out the top 15 in points after week 8, Justin Mullins, 223 points, is in P10. Cole Jarrett in P11 with 219 points. Nick Larson, 10 points behind him in P12 at 209. Dave LaMaga, P13 at 201 points. He's got one victory on the season. Arabia Clayton, 3 at 195 points, is in P15. And rounding out the top 15 of season 3 is Dennis Dameron. He's another Joe Sixpack car driver. He's in P15 with 158 points. So let's talk about recruiting and why you want to get in and start practicing now, because coming in season 4 this fall, prize fund currently exceeds $1,000, and somehow I have a feeling that's going to grow along with weekly giveaways like from Riptide Radio. Random finishing driver gets $5 in iRacing credits courtesy of Jeff Barefoot, and other prizes will be coming randomly throughout the season as well. So you hear all about it. How do you get involved with the 802 Cup Series? First of all, you want to go to iRacing page. Under Leagues, look for league number 5979 and click that button that says Invitation, or Get an Invitation, or jump up and down and say, hey, I want my share of that $1,000 prize money. Or on Facebook, the 802 iRacing Leagues page, you can send us a message and ask for info, and we will get back to you. We don't care how fast you drive, as long as you can drive and get along with everybody, have a decent time. And yeah, we get on each other's case. We have a one-and-done rule where, you know, you run into me, you know, someone runs into you, and of course, it's never your fault because you can see 360 degrees around your windows and stuff like that. So you call him a dummy, he calls you a dummy, and then you get over it or take it private. So it's one-and-done. Just like the bump and run. This week's race coming up will be at Miami Homestead for week 9. It will be on Sunday, September 3rd, 2023, at 6:45 p.m. Practice opens. Qualifying is shortly after 7 p.m. and white green flag drops shortly after 7:10 p.m. 130 laps, I believe, 100% fuel. Two fast repairs and three sets of tires. Comp caution this week changes, so keep that in mind. Comp caution is at lap number 5 as we head to my homestead, Miami Speedway, for 802 Cup Series summer recruiting season, season 3. Rest of the car setups, again, max fuel 100%. Tire changes 3, so there's still 4 sets of tires. Qualifying and race setup is homestead oval. So it's max tire changes. Sometimes we get that mixed up between number of tires and tire changes. So you'll have 1 set to start and 3 in the pit box, 4 tires total. Race day information will be nighttime start at 8:55 p.m. Track time, 78 degrees Fahrenheit, 55% humidity, with the wind coming out of the north at 2 miles per hour. Wow, we won't have to worry about any hurricanes on iRacing this week. Talked earlier about one of the neat things we're doing this year with Jason from Signature Esports is the in-car interview, and there's my ugly mug from before the race several weeks back, where he jumped in during the starting grid and asked me a couple questions, what my goals were for the race, and picked me up later on during a random caution when I was in P10 and wanted to finish P10, but the problem was I was on some old tires. So if you are in the league, check out for if there's any openings for the in-car interview. It's on our Discord page down near the broadcasting section, I believe, and let Jason know you are interested. Hopefully you have your information updated correctly. As you can see, there's my car number, my name, class oval 3.46, class A. I rating, I'm not that proud of, 1,001, and what I'm really not proud of is only 1 win, or 3 wins and 335 starts in officials, but I finish in the top 5 almost 20% of the time. So in-car interview feature, and also the radio listening feature coming soon from Signature Esports and 802 iRacing League. Want to give a shout out to the guys in the league. Let's get some guests in here. It's a lot more interesting to listen to a podcast than hear my voice and my ugly face on the screen. Ooh, on the screen. Chinese food for dinner is already repeating. Sorry about that. So it doesn't matter if you stay for part of the broadcast or the whole broadcast. Just get a hold of me on Discord or through here or on my Facebook pages and say, hey, I want to talk racing with you. We have some drivers that will stay for the entire show. We'll do talk about your racing background, your review of the prior week race, and if you want to share some secrets to stay around that long, you can stay right through and let us know what your plans are and strategy for the upcoming race. So we need guests to make it interesting. Otherwise, we'll be done in 15 minutes. And once again, oh, this is the leftover from last week, but I will be once again this Friday, September 1st at 9:30 p.m., doing commentary for the Midwest Motorsports Truck Series. I'll be co-hosting commentary during this playoff race, which will be this Friday night at about 9:45, 10 o'clock at Dover. So you can catch the feed. I'll be also screen sharing. That's right, screen sharing and streaming that feed on twitch.tv/GregDreis, and you can also catch this podcast and every podcast from the Sim Racing Podcast on twitch.tv/GregDreis, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, all the major podcast platforms, and then later on uploaded to YouTube. So thanks for listening, and once again, if you want to join the 802 Cup Series, we're in our summer recruiting season right now, so there's no long-term commitments for the summer. Try us out, see how you like us, and hopefully you'll come back for the fall season and get your share of that $1,000 prize fund as we get ready to go into season 4. You don't hear from me before Sunday at the 802 Cup Series race. Have yourselves a good week. Have a happy Labor Day weekend. And anybody that says it's the unofficial end of summer, just tell them that it's unofficial. There's still about 3 weeks left and some great, gorgeous fall racing weather coming up.